I'm a lone wolf, dude. I'm sorry, Josh. I never got influenced by other men. I can't even imagine being influenced by other men growing up.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Oh, my freaking gosh, dude. Ooh. Oh, my freaking gosh. Matt,
I'm excited to see you, man.
I'm pumped.
Had such a good time this week.
I know. We had a dude, the birthday bash was unbelievable.
Dude, Matt's black person birthday bash? It was a black person birthday party just filled with honkies. There's a honkies doing the black birthday bash.
It was. It was awesome.
It was a black birthday bash building.
It was, dude.
It literally was. Black birthday building bash. It was. Bright lights in the birthday bash, dude. I walked in. It was the day after the yak case race. And, I was hurting. And I was like, all right, I'll just wear this sweatsuit. It'll definitely be in hopefully a bar, like a dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Office lighting.
It was bright.
I looked nuts, dude.
No, nobody cared.
I looked like a fool in front of
everyone.
What
are you talking about? Nobody cared.
Everyone, all eyes were on me.
You think my outfit got approved? I went
It was sick.
It was
dude.
Jeans and a Pangea t-shirt.
The Pangea t-shirt around all the kids was making me I was like thinking about if I was a kid and I saw my uncle wearing a Pangea shirt, I'd be like, damn, my uncle's fucked up. I have a really fucked up uncle.
Dude, it took me a while to get a good Pangea t-shirt. There's a lot of bullshit out there.
Yes.
Pangea.
But yes, we got in there. It was a good time, dude. Vortex.
Dude,
Slap Cup is so fun.
How fucking I was trying to explain.
Slap Cup was so fun.
It's the most fun you can have.
Fucking with your cousin the whole time was making me. It was so fun.
That was insane.
Did you hear what
that was an alpha battle?
What
dude.
I was hitting him with?
No, I heard the one you going. You don't get around guys like me often.
Yeah, I started fucking with him so bad, dude. He came over. So we were talking shit. So he came over to my right. So he could slap my cup anytime. So I was like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
Just relax. We can get a selfie and a little.
Yeah.
Just hang out. Just hang out for a minute. I thought he was gonna fuck me up.
And then the game went. He got in the last game. Got devastated.
Oh, it was so fun!
I saw him the next day. He was or the day after, 2 days, whatever it was. But he was joking. He goes, dude. He said the whole way home. My friend Dalgie was just like, dude. Pat was devastated.
Yeah, that was fun.
He got destroyed. Because then he chugged the full cup.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah, he was having fun.
It was crazy.
You got after it.
I got fucked up the first game. The first game I got trapped between my two bros, fucking John and Andrew. And they're the ones who showed me the game.
They were unreal.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
And then Spud and Pat there at the end got
after
it.
That was a hot corner.
That was a hot corner, dude. There's so much pressure.
Oh, yeah. Brittany found this party hall. It was all last minute.
Five-person party hall.
It was, dude.
And now that's, of course,
yeah,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it was. Yeah, not a big deal, but it was.
Yeah.
And the ladies.
It was a balloon station for photos.
My wife set that up.
Dude, I know what a black-person party hall looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it got, things got a little rowdy. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, the fucking slap cup is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was extremely enjoyable.
First round,
our women got involved.
They have to. You got to get them in. Because then you get
it was so funny when I heard you right when Brittany asked to, she was like, can I play? You're like, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. I heard you just for 1 second be like, fuck. Just, God damn it.
She didn't end up playing.
Like, can I play? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, what I was thinking, I was going in my head, I'm like, the
there's too many people.
Table's full.
I understand.
So I was going.
You said yes, naturally.
Yeah.
And you realized the table was full.
Yeah. And there was
just gonna slow things up. There's a hot corner. Don't need this right now. I'm going to have to take all the drinks. She's definitely not going to make a single cup.
I know.
Yeah. I had to take had to take my woman's.
That's what happened. And then you have to have mercy. You have to
go.
I got caught in a vortex and there was no mercy on me. I was just, dude, I got destroyed and I had to drink the full cup. And it was I had no room in my stomach. I had just eaten a bazillion wings, 2 chicken sandwiches, 2 big pieces of cake. Let's play Slap Cup. And the last time I played, I barely drank. I was just killing it. I got destroyed, dude. I was dying.
You were the birthday boy.
I was the birthday. I had a birthday belly, dude.
That was fun, though.
It was so much fun.
With the helium, you sang some fucking karaoke.
That was unbelievable. That's all I wanted. You know I love karaoke.
I saw. And then I saw it was, a split house. The way the stair. Well, whatever. Door opens up. Guy is coming down the steps. He's in a full gorilla costume, and I remember seeing his hand go into the glove of the costume. And I was just telling myself, it's a man. It's not a real gorilla. It's a man. And then he started walking at me, and I just turned around and started crying and running as fast as I could.
Bucks and a full Eagles.
Yeah.
Sprinting away?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't know. I was probably five. My brother was Urkel that year.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh,
did he go the distance?
Yeah. He went the distance. No, yeah. Not the distance. No, no, no. Oh, yeah. But he would like perform it. You had the little UNICEF things and he'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, they put it in and be like, do you have any cheese? Carl.
Did he want the face paint?
No.
Couldn't get it?
That never even came up.
Damn.
Thank God.
Because that could have easily happened.
You could have.
Back then, people were like, yeah, fuck it.
Of course.
Yeah.
You do the whole costume.
I was Dice Man that one year. That was the superhero I created.
Oh, I thought you meant you went as Dice Clay. I was like, sick.
No.
You went as Dice Man.
That's right. I one year went as a prisoner. That was second grade. I had a
did you go the distance on the prisoner? Because then it might be racist.
I just got that.
You
got
to make it believable.
Yeah. And I had a big crush on my second grade teacher, and she was also dressed as a prisoner. So we walked around the school.
Yeah.
And that was incredible. She, one time, I came in the morning. She was like, I drove by your house the other day because I saw you outside shooting baskets. Because I was like playing basketball with my brother after school. And for like a month, I just played basketball every day.
Just waiting for it.
Just hoping she'd drive by and see. It's just like total Huck Finn stuff, you know, like doing cartwheels in front of the. Did you ever have a crush on a teacher?
Yeah. What was her name?
We had an Australian exchange teacher, and I loved her. I said fourth grade, I spoke with an Australian accent the entire school year.
Really?
I loved her.
Oh my God. Did you ever have share a moment with her?
I mean, we got ice cream.
That's nice.
But there was a couple other fucking cockblocks. A couple other fourth graders trying to cockblock me.
I feel like I was so bad at school, I knew better. Like a teacher was unattainable for me. I never had a crush. Like I always, every interaction I had with a teacher was a fight or just, you know, bad news. I never
Yeah. You were bad in school?
Terrible.
Like you're the whole time?
The whole time.
You were dumb in fifth grade?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Not even dumb. I just never did any
you're
of the work.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be in class. I couldn't.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. The whole thing would just bothered me. And then every once in a while, I would when I.
Comes five houses down, he comes sprinting from between houses.
That movie, he was in Unhinged.
Dude, he
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe
fully unhinged, dude. Yeah. And then he chased me in an open field.
I never saw my dad during the day.
Dude. I saw my dad. Yeah.
Dude, I fell down, and he started kicking me.
You ran,
and he gave me an elbow drop.
Jack.
Yeah, he was.
Phil
was
jumped on me
for playing tennis.
For trying to play tennis.
You're about to do
some
gay
saying
shit,
no.
Dude. Oh yeah,
they're going
go.
Nah, dude. Five houses down. It's very far for him to be looking.
So did you say no to him and then he waited? And
I said no and he walked back into the garage.
He got heated.
He thought about it and then he searched for me and then saw me and sprinted.
You pissed him off
so far.
So much.
You know, like Terry Tate off his linebacker?
I saw him coming. He was like a football field away. I saw him running that far, dude.
And what were you like? It was fucking, it's from a movie.
Yeah, no, at first he understood it was while he was chasing me, he was laughing. And then he caught me and for real was like, you fucking lie. You don't talk back.
Dude, that's rage. Insane. It's a rage you don't understand.
In front of my friend.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just me and my friend.
That's
my dad
the worst.
Gave me an elbow drop.
That's the worst. Getting an elbow drop in front of your friend.
I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Dad, no. Did he punch me in the face for a no once?
Yeah.
It was an accident. He tried to grab me by the collar. The phone was sitting next to me. I was on the computer, and he goes, answer the phone. It was ringing. I go, no. Dude, he walked straight back. He tried to grab my collar. I ducked. He punched me. Blood fucking coming out of my nose. God. What the fuck, Dad?
Did you act abused for the next week?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, there's a rage dads have that I can't understand, but I kind of get.
They probably denied Sniz and paying for everyone's meals.
Also, if you have a child, you've raised a fucking and then me sitting around like a fucking fat idiot playing games and being like, answer the phone. I'm like, wow. He's probably just like, dude, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this kid.
They gave my little sister a boombox for birthday or Christmas or something. And I just took it. I was like, fuck it. This will be mine. I'm in the basement. I have no idea. My mom called my dad at work. My dad drove home and chased me around the house. I was like Cartman, be like, he drove home and like, I heard the door open up and you know it's your dad coming home. You're like, what the fuck's he doing here? And my mom's like, no, Jimmy. And then it's like, boom, 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 boom,
down the stairs. $1.40, so.
Dude, boom, 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 down the stairs, dude. Yeah. And I was just, I hit it. I was 11. I mean, I was probably running like 14s in the 100. I fucking booked, dude. God. I was out.
With the boombox?
I was like fucking, I was doing that shit where you run and then you slide to try to fucking get out of a, like in a corner.
Yeah.
Like I was doing like shit on the carpet.
Temple run?
Indiana Jones. And
Temple run. Dad run.
Yeah, dads are fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They get crazy. That's why I look at Tom and Matt and I'm like, bro, keep it together, please.
Yeah. I always saw my dad run one time.
They're going to spaz.
They're definitely going to spaz, but I'm just saying.
Dad spaz, but yeah.
Back there were sunglasses the entire time. I was like, that's the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Bringing an OG.
He's like, I only go somewhere with my OG. And then he calls the Breakfast Club Chatty Patties the entire time. He's like, why are you guys talking about other men? That's for girls. He's a dickhead, but it's so, he's so fucking funny.
He's old to be rolling around with an OG.
Yeah.
You can't be 50 with an OG.
Hey, how old OG? He's 80?
He carries around like a rabbit's foot.
He's someone else's OG. Dude, it's the sickest move. And he's like, I don't know, tell him, right? He's like, yeah, that's true. And it's just, it's all he says. It's the best.
Yo, what?
It's the best. Fuck? He's like, yo, how many parties did I throw last week? He's like, I don't know, like two or three. And then he'll come out and he chimes in a couple every now and again. Dude, it's the coolest shit to have someone sitting there. Yeah, he is probably like 50 in the thing. It was like 7 years ago.
He asked his OG, yo, how many parties did I throw last week?
Two. He's like, it might be three. He's like, yeah, it was probably like two, three.
That's so crazy.
No, OGs ruin fun, bro. I used to roll around to all these open mics with OGs, and they ruin fun.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do white people things when you're OG there, bro. You got to fucking, they calm you down.
Were they comics?
Quick.
True, yeah.
No, remember I used to come in the great room with like motherfuckers with face tats and shit?
Yeah, that was never good.
It never was good. It just ruined the fun.
Naeem used to bring shooters to open mics.
Yeah, bro.
That's actually a fair point.
It ruins all the fun.
No, Tyrone was kind of an OG.
Tyrone was an OG, and he was fun.
Tyrone used to throw ice at the audience.
Yeah, he'd get on the stage and throw.
He would sign up at every open mic and just grab ice out of his cup and start chucking it on.
He would.
So wait, why would they take you aside and be like, let me talk to you real quick?
Like, come on, what you doing, bro?
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What do they want you to do besides that?
Just be cool, yo. They want me to go on stage, do my shit, and then just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like just stand up against the wall and chill, bro.
Right.
Yeah. You got to keep your composure. But being composed sucks. Who wants to be composed?
Yeah. Sucks. Yeah. You were out of pocket.
I was out of pocket, see? Hell yeah.
Do you think an OG would fuck with the crews? Do you think I could get an OG?
I think at first, but you know what you do, bro?
You got to get an OG, Cruz. You're out here by yourself. You're asking me all these questions. An OG would break this down to you right away. Like, bro, here's what happens when we die. Here's when and when you shouldn't eat pussy. It'd be, answer every single question.
They do know all the rules to life.
I'm on the prowl for an OG.
You got to find one, bro. You have to find one. You got to get some work.
Yeah.
Pick up some work. Get like a quarter pound front and you'll get an OG. I'll tell you, yeah.
Get some work.
You have to get some work.
Yeah, bro. You got to get out here. You got to start trapping, bro. You got
to
get out here.
I mean, how else would you get? You'd have to. I don't know. Maybe there's another route, but.
I don't know.
You could probably.
I brought a couple OGs. Remember I brought Cousin Pete around the Raven?
Yeah.
And he was fucking hooking everybody up with his hookers, with his horse.
Yeah, and I even did bring a pimp to Raven.
I definitely brought my pimp cousin around.
He was just trying to sell pussy at Raven.
Dude, it's a good place for it.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Awesome.
He made some sales.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome, bro.
You have to bleep it out.
Yeah, bro. He made a killing that night.
Yeah,
No, watch your back, bitch.
Stop being mean to my friend Steve at the golf course.
That'd be so fun to get locked in a libel lawsuit. Some crazy lady through the podcast.
Like, I am a bitch. They're talking about me.
Again, though, and I said it last time, though, it's a country club full of attorneys. Mm. Everyone, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What's the point of being that if you can't make your life easier with regards to these crazy
work into the clubs?
Of course.
Yeah, you don't you don't razzle dazzle. You don't fucking put on a nice show at the country club.
No, oh, but Shane was hilarious,
bro. I know how you are when I'm not around.
Oh yeah, I'm nice to people.
No, no, he's like,
I love to have a good time. Like
he likes to be like, yeah. So Netflix, I mean, they've been good to me.
I know all the guys at Netflix, and they've been great. Yeah,
never.
We're
once.
Working on season two. And do I say? Do I tell people about how season two is going? Of course, because they want to hear. And you know, course. It's a nice thing. It's like a report
in
over.
The community. You know what I mean? You're fucking putting job. You're a small business owner. You're a job creator in this community, yeah,
you,
dude.
The Westchester economy has you to thank.
Booming, thanks to you.
We
truly.
Moved the whole show here.
It is a nice thing, I think, to talk to people. He can't stay. Sure, if I'm having fun and I'm talking to people. He's got to come in and. Blow it up.
Right. Interesting.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I'm curious about, since you knew you always wanted to be in entertainment, what was your first taste? Was it a school play? Was it a... Was it
yeah. Yeah,
I'd love play. To hear
he dressed like Madonna and danced in front of the whole school. And he showed his dick. He showed his dick.
Yeah, I didn't show my dick. It was dad. I had stockings on.
No, no. One of the dads went, ew. He got self-conscious.
What age was
not
this?
Not entirely accurate. It was a kid. It was a high school kid. Ew, it's a guy. And my mom is just like,
no, they didn't
know it first?
Yeah, he's dainty.
Wow, you're good,
and
dude.
I had to hit puberty. I was like 5'2 until my senior year of high school. But
he's 5'2 in senior year.
Whoa, that's fucking awesome.
When did you blow up? Like, oh, that's why you got a fucking 1.4 on your body's probably hurt like hell. You threw a foot.
You're going, you're going through growing pains.
Yeah, well,
in Western civilization 101.
Yeah.
But damn.
Then you remember the story? I got picked on. With Down syndrome.
Down syndrome kid got your ass.
Wow. Yeah. A little foreshadowing.
By the way, I think of the. Yeah. If you grew up.
Yeah. He grew up.
And I'm him, and I hit a growth spurt.
Your brain went from 5'2 to 6'2.
It's the Grinch's heart. My brain.
Oh,
should have fucking humped that kid.
Oh, that's a different one.
Oh, yeah. Two different kids with Down syndrome bullied.
No, he didn't. The guy helped me. That was a totally different.
He was. He had all his mental faculties.
No, he had no.
He did not.
No.
All right, we've talked about it before. And I'm sorry, but it's fun to tell. Yeah. Stop. This is the type of man he is.
He's the
He wanted to show.
They literally. Everyone in our apartment like broke their shoulder over COVID because we didn't have that. Right. Everyone's left shoulder got like a pinched nerve.
Yeah, from that fucking couch.
Yeah. And just laying on your side with your phone. Should we not be talking about it? Because I have
we can
one
talk
more.
About it. No, okay. No. Yeah. I need one more from you.
There's way worse out there already.
I was doing a pretty intense Kamala Harris impression a minute ago.
Yeah. She's beautiful. Anyway, no, it's not a porn. It's not a porn. Wait. You're showing them.
You
I mean,
Kamala,
we can act like she isn't. What?
Kamala surprise fuck.
Come twice.
Yeah.
Where? Yes, there's I got you.
There's no shame in this.
That's what got me last night.
Yeah.
And ooh, last night? I was and looking then you came to work with us? Jacking off to come twice and then I'm shaking your hand in the morning?
Halftime? What about, you know? And then I was like...
Halftime of the Jets game?
I just talked to you.
Ew, we were on the phone.
And I was like, well, I need to relax. I'm kidding. No. Well, I wasn't on the phone with you while I was searching that. No.
When were we on the phone? We were on the phone at halftime of the Jets game.
It was around that. But, you know, I was on a little delay.
You are on a delay. Yeah, while we're on the phone, you're like, look at him go. I was watching the game. I was like, oh, he's way back.
But I couldn't remember like her name. The ladies and what?
Middle of the conversation, I think Aaron Rodgers had like a 7-yard run. Yeah. He was like, oh,
he looked great.
He did look great.
If he's listening to this, he might be listening. You're doing great.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers rules.
He is.
Oh, my God. So much fun. He might be listening. It is really fun watching you play.
It's so
I feel
fun.
Like a crazy person.
It's
no,
so
you get
fun.
To talk to him. Go ahead. You're on with Aaron Rodgers. Go.
And you know what?
Good for you.
About it is so much fun. Wow, I already said it.
Yeah.
We're so excited to watch you keep going. Best of luck to
after,
you.
After, in between, come twice, you, you're back to watching the
How quick does he look? But he was running.
Yeah. There's also something, it's like him being on the Jets, too, really does put in stark contrast, like how much better he is than any other quarterback they've ever
Yeah,
he's been sniffed. It's like
it's fun watching them throw the pigskin.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, quick release laser. Come on, man.
Because that was like their previous game where they like changed it up and was like that West Coast. And when that thing just started coming out, it was like,
it's crazy.
Daddy's home. You know, I regret that. Take that back. Who's deleting this?
Gardini,
leave it in.
Put it in the intro. Yeah. I need that in the intro. Daddy's home. That's the name of the episode. You're back. Yeah. The girl king has returned.
But
nothing's changed. You're the same guy as you were the last time you were on the pod.
A little bit, yeah.
How has success gone to your head now that you're...
The country club.
Yeah.
Oh, you joined a country club?
I did,
You can't get,
Yeah,
I get enough privacy at the country club.
No.
Oh, why not?
Because everybody likes you. And they
like you.
Yeah. They like me a lot. They're always like, is Shane coming? But.
Oh, he still spent it on the.
I mean, technically, it's a state university. He did spend the money.
Okay. He's now a donor of girls volleyball.
Obviously, dude. He's a beast.
Yeah, he's a legend.
What?
He's the man.
Dude, he just sits up in the box and is like, nice.
Obviously. It's the sickest job possible. Yeah, that's the move, dude. You got to make your girls play college volleyball so you can meet their friends. It's a slumber party. What the fuck?
It's true.
I'm going to have a couple drinks. I'm going to go down to the slumber party. I'm going to say, girls, what are you doing down here? You guys want to wrestle? Who's wrestling?
They just get through here like, whoop. What the fuck, Mr. Favre?
Mr. Favre, you sent us a picture of your crooked penis.
By the way, it's your penis. Shouldn't you be able to send it to whoever you want?
That is an argument.
It's your penis. Where's all the body positivity now, dude?
You're revenge porning yourself.
What's wrong with my fucking... Why can't I send you my penis, dude? If you don't like it, obviously you don't have to look at it. Decline it, but it's my penis, my phone.
Some people do make out. Seeing a penis, they act like it's the worst thing ever. They blow it out of proportion. It's not.
Favre's the man, dude. I'm looking at his dick right now.
It's curly, right?
All right, there you go. Yo, he sent a flaccid dick pic?
I think so.
What a fucking beast.
What a legend.
Damn, he sent her a perk dick?
Oh, I sent another one. It was a little harder in the second one.
Oh, God.
A little harder to look at.
Really?
Yeah, flaccid penis you can look at. That's normal.
Oh, yeah.
You get a slight erection. That's hard to look at. But he was doing the classic fucking push the bass down as hard as you can.
Obviously, dude.
It's crazy that even a fucking Hall of Famer has to do it. It doesn't matter who you are. You're still pushing the bass down like...
From the bottom angle? Like,
yeah, the bottom.
I want to get my bass completely removed.
That's
what I'm saying. You get that just totally lipo.
Freeze all that disgusting shit out of
Ozembic. Yeah, Ozembic that area and just lipo it. And just have my base permanently
get fatter everywhere else.
Dude, fat with a push down base.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to train. If I had a son, I would train him like Chinese women used to do, like tie their feet together.
His cock.
I'd bind his base.
You'd bind your son's cock.
Bind his base, dude. So a fucking bride would see it. Like, wow.
Wait, why is Aaron Rodgers gay?
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, that's just a rumor.
Aaron Rodgers is not gay.
I think his ex-girlfriend said something, too, about him.
Wouldn't he have gotten the vax if he was gay?
Yes. Hell yeah. Exactly. Point.
Yep.
I rest my case.
That might have been why he didn't get it, though.
That's the end of that.
No, it was his ex, Olivia Munn, said something on a podcast. Well, she goes, I dated a footballer who would only ever have sex from behind in the dark.
Sounds like a black guy.
There's a picture of her with his cum on her back, like from 2014.
Right. Well,
the mother of John Mulaney's child. Oh my God. Where's Dylan Danis when you need him? Sounds attacking John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Yo, you're dating a whore.
Oh.
I've never sent one of those dick pics though from with your faces in it.
Face in it? No.
But it does make it look bigger. But I can't ever have that be
It's like holding
just
a fish
me up. In the back.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah.
And then I sweat.
I get hit on like you'll
I look
never...
at it. I'm like, it'll become apparent to you, dude. Keep looking. I'm like, oh, fuck, shit, fuck.
Yeah. I get hit on like ScarJo. ScarJo clickbait will get me.
ScarJo is a timeless beauty. You like ScarJo?
I used to. I heard she's kind of a maniac. So
really,
yeah.
So how do you, bed, not that I like I care at all, I'm worried about this. How do you suss out dudes microbirds in yoga? Not that I care, like I have that problem. Like, how are you seeing that?
Yeah, are you looking, dude?
Triggered.
Not that I'm worried about
this. No, when I was younger,
back in yoga and worry about my little tiny pyramid sticking out of my gym shorts.
When I was younger, right? I don't want to hurt. I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
When I was younger, I'd go to yoga and I'd be all jammed about my dick getting little because my dick's getting little. It's ready to fucking go in yoga.
How about you talking like that?
It's
that
little. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. About,
I'm kidding, bro. I'm kidding.
Matt's just a head with wheels. Thing.
Oh, you're yeah. talking about like a little burr like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
David?
Yeah.
I'd be pumped to see
I'd be, that. Dude, if I had that, so fucking happy. If I had that, I'm coming out of the shower.
I'm swinging,
I'm
dude.
Showing my lady. Out
exactly.
Of the
exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's all.
I just came to the realization.
You
of
look
that.
At that. Look at that fucking thing curled up. Out of here, dude. Coiled, ready to strike.
So you were kind of like, damn, dude, I'm fucking embarrassing myself.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened? What was the moment? Did you scope out like a snowman nose? Like what happened next to you where you saw like a little?
No, I just came to the realization where I'm like, if I'm freaking out about this, everybody thinks like this.
For sure.
Everybody thinks their dick is so tiny all the time.
Yeah.
And that might not work in front of a hot chick.
Dude,
and you get nervous about
it. The worst at yoga is when they do whatever this one is. When you have to, when you
God forbid,
dude.
God forbid that God ever happened. Never happened to any dude.
I didn't
ever,
know about compression
ever.
Shorts at all, and I would go to yoga in just regular like.
You wearing compression shorts?
No, I wouldn't at all. Yeah. I'd go to like
you're a madman.
I go in champion gym shorts, and I would just fucking you do this one, and I'd look down, champion? And I would see an outline of my balls and tiny flaccid penis in my shorts, and be like, "Come
they
on."
They all say
dude.
It too.
Come on.
Yesterday I went to my.
This is my nut sack.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went to my not looking at dicks.
No too. Visible dog. Oh, my, they do. They look. Oh, they definitely look.
Went to my personal trainer for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Arms.
I'm back.
What's nice. The arms what's the status?
But anyway, when we do stretching, one of the stretches is fucking hip thrusters.
Yeah.
Glute bridges.
Yep.
He was sitting on a bench. I was laying down. He was sitting like
he's having nubs.
Exactly where my nub was. Bird's eye. My bird was literally going.
It's a nub.
Straighten up, straight into the.
You don't get a smaller dick than when you're fucking pumping iron.
Now, if you run,
you better, yeah.
If you go run, yeah. Dude,
pre-workout pump iron, bro, you get a fucking shrivel.
Dude, try running like 3 miles, bro.
Yep.
Perhaps.
Podcast.
Try just waking up as me.
ECW, ECW, ECW. Holy shit.
How was it to get the arm? I just arm blast. I did 60-pound curls, dude. I felt big.
Whoa.
Damn, dude.
Put some gloves on.
Shane, all the best. Kurt, Gabe Davis touchdown this weekend. Not a big deal. You want to make some money? Gabe Davis touchdown every game this playoffs.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, knuckleball.
Scratched it.
Is that mint? That's mint.
That's a mint ball, dude.
Dude, we got to get back into baseball cards.
I'd love that, dude.
That'd be so sick, dude. Fuck. I told you, I had the Ken Griffey Jr. Rookie card. And I just, being the fucking impetuous bitch that I am, I kept taking it out of the plastic.
Of course you took it out.
Smudged it all up, dog-eared it. I fucked up
all of my cards. Who keeps them in the case? What kind of psycho are you?
Killers.
Especially when they have the nice like bumps. There's bumps on them.
Bro, I popped all my sick cards out of the cases. I'd carry them in my pocket constantly.
Dude, I had a jealous friend. I think I've told you this.
No.
I had a sick collection, dude.
Did
all
you
my
really?
Older cousins, everybody. I had the nicest collection.
Did you really?
I had bins of cards.
Oh.
So many cards.
Where and are they?
There's probably still my parents. In fact, I'm certain they are. I check on them time to time.
I gotta bring him here. What the
Vinny
hell?
Vinny Testaverde. That's gonna be worth something. Oh. I have about $27 worth of baseball cards stowed away, dude. One time we were at my friend's house and the cards were left unguarded. Came back upstairs. All of them were bent
what?
On the floor. And he said, "My little brother did it." I said, "Bro, you're a jealous cunt.
What?
You destroyed my cards. I didn't call him out on it. I never called him out on it.
What the fuck?
I'm certain it wasn't the little brother.
Yeah, dude.
He would never.
And also, you let him? Maybe he did
know.
Have him do his bidding, dude.
I think he did. Maybe.
He's probably like, gave his brother a satchel of goldfish.
Yeah. The Louis bit. Like, yes, my lord.
Oh, my God. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, one Christmas I got the entire. I didn't have any.
Now
cards.
Look at me, dude. Surrounded by memorabilia.
I mean, that was just.
Bend
was just
my
ignite.
Cards. Yeah. Ooh, good luck bending this.
Yeah, true.
It's a jersey. You
now
can't.
Now I know why I need that thing in glass, dude.
Schilling? Oh yeah.
Yeah, put that in glass.
Who
dude.
Knows who's gonna turn on me next?
Get some lasers.
That'd
going
be a
on
guard dog move. Scribble on my Curt Schilling.
I would never do
if
that.
If you scribble on my Curt Schilling baseball, I'm going to fuck you up.
It's I would over, never do dude. That, so it's fine.
Yo, how bad do you think you'd fuck Guard Dog up if you held the baseball in vengeance and punched him with it like a roll of quarters? Just fucking
furious.
Dude, you might have to. You definitely
I would kill. I might. It might go through him. It's a Schilling signed ball, dude. This thing's got an automatic velocity of like 90.
If somebody vandalizes your home, can't you attack? Aren't you like legally allowed to attack them?
There was a story.